A jury in Chesapeake, Virginia, has sentenced convicted sniper Lee Boyd Malvo to life in prison without parole. The sentence includes a $200,000 penalty. Malvo had faced the death penalty for killing FBI analyst Linda Franklin during last year's sniper shootings. Malvo's lawyers unsuccessfully presented an insanity defense. In the end, it may have been Malvo's age that saved him from execution, NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The decision over Malvo's fate came 1 hour before the jury was scheduled to recess for the Christmas holidays. The defendant showed little emotion as the court clerk read out the decision that his life had been spared. But Malvo's lawyer, Craig Cooley, slumped forward, relief flooding his face. Linda Franklin's daughter, Katie Hannum, began crying, shaking her head in disbelief. Later, Vijay Walakar, whose brother Prem Kumar was killed in the sniper attacks, said he also was unhappy with the jury's decision.
I wish he would have gotten a death sentence. Because for more than a month and a half, we came up here, attended the trial, and even now, like, you know, we go through the pain and suffering every day. And it's just like I'm just not pleased at all. I'm not happy at all about this whole thing.
Besides the Franklin killing, Malvo was accused of being involved in all of the sniper attacks that paralyzed the Washington, D.C. area during October 2002. By the time Malvo and his accomplice, John Allen Muhammad, were arrested, 13 people had been shot, 10 fatally. Last month, a different jury handed Muhammad the death sentence for his role in the killings. Paula Rufa, one of three victims who survived the sniper attacks, questioned why the same sentence was not handed down in the Chesapeake trial.
There were two people who committed the ultimate crime. One got the ultimate penalty and one didn't. I ask you why. And by a life sentence, it minimizes what this man did. It minimizes it for the victims and the victims' families. That's where the disappointment comes from.
But the jury indicated that its decision did not come easy. James Wolfkill, the jury foreman, described the six-week trial as an extremely difficult journey.
This case was both mentally challenging and emotionally exhausting. Deep thought and consideration has gone into our deliberations and the decisions that we reached. We, the jury, wish to extend a heartfelt sympathy to the victims' families and friends.
Defense lawyer Craig Cooley echoed those thoughts, saying there was not a lot of joy in this case and that a lot of families are in pain. Cooley had delivered a powerful closing statement and was clearly fatigued by the time the trial ended.
It takes a toll emotionally to have to do that. And by the point in time that we are now, you are basically exhausted and your emotions come right up to the surface. It's not uncommon after a capital case to simply cry for a couple of days.
Cooley said he felt Malvo's age at the time of the shootings, he was 17 years old, was a major factor in the jury's decision. Lead prosecutor Robert Horan said it wasn't so much Malvo's age as his very youthful appearance. Horan said he's put away many defendants who were the same age but looked older and meaner. Horan said he never bought into the idea that Malvo had been indoctrinated by Muhammad to the point where he didn't know right from wrong. Horan said the two convicted snipers were a team and equally guilty. And Horan said he learned long ago that it doesn't pay to try a capital murder case during Christmas week. The judge will officially sentence Malvo in early March. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chesapeake, Virginia.